Praise God. It's my delight again to be here. And I think this is this, okay, the first time was last month, and I'm here again. It's really an honor. And I want to appreciate the church. I want to appreciate the pastor, Pastor Sheyo Swayimbi. I say a big thank you, sir. I appreciate the pastorate, every one of you. And I also appreciate the academic team. You know, you guys are awesome. All right. Is education a scam? I listened to Pastor or Dr. Dansu talk about this. And when it was done, I was like, is there anything else to say? If a doctor, you know, an academic doctor will talk about education, what do I know? Anyways, I believe that there's a wisdom of God in all of this, because I am not, in that sense, an academic, but I'm a creative. And it is even in my sector that a lot of people are of that opinion that education is a scam. So it is very important that someone like me comes here to talk about it. For the past 5 or 4 years now, I've been an ardent seeker of knowledge. I mean, I keep applying for this, applying for that, trying to learn this, trying to learn that. Probably the only reason why I don't have a master's yet is because I've not found a course that I will study voiceovers in a master's level. But I'm passionate about what I do. And at every opportunity I get to learn, you know, I give it my all. And today, by God's grace, I'm not just a student, but I'm a coach at my field, gradually becoming an authority in the country and even beyond. Praise God. So the question remains, is schooling a scam? All right, I studied philosophy anyway from school, so I'm going to be taking it as though I'm answering a philosophical question, okay? So my mind will journey through this question. I wrote some things here. I wish I could just print it to everybody and answer the question, but then I'll have to read it and hoping that we understand. So I said, before something can be called a scam, it must have been once believable or perhaps produced results for some time. For you to call something a scam, you once believed that it will work. So maybe it was producing some results for a while, it stopped producing that result, and it was pretending as though it could produce the same result. And then when you realize that, you call it a scam. So therefore, schooling has for the longest time been a credible and a profitable venture, but the term scam is used to describe a venture that deceives people to think that it's profitable. And in doing so, you know, it takes your money, your energy, your time in exchange for the proposed result. Okay? So, can we say education is a scam? Can we say that it takes your energy, your time, your money for the proposed result? Then the question is, what is the proposed result? Some people have tagged, for instance, Christianity is scam. Does that make it a scam? No, we're in church. The fact that some people say Christianity is a scam, does that make it a scam? No, it doesn't. So the real answer is no. However, some will beg to differ because they have been shortchanged by some so-called Christian leaders. So meaning that while the system is truly rewarding, we have some people who have falsified it and made people believe that it is a scam. So this is to, first of all, answer part of the question that education is not in itself, or schooling is not in itself, scam. However, some people fall victim and they are on the other side of it. So to answer that question is a yes and no answer, because it depends on which side you fall. But let's understand why it is a yes and no answer, and let's get why or how we can make sure that we don't fall to the side that we would say education is a scam, all right? Are you with me? Okay. So we can say school is not necessarily a scam, like I said, because it's, if encouraged or if engaged rightly, we will get results and rewards. And some people have engaged the schooling system and have gotten some sort of reward, yet other people opine differently. And the question is still, is the reward equivalent to the expectation? So this is the thing. When you go to school for education or for schooling, you are expecting something at the end of the day. But then, schooling gives you something at the end of the day. The question is, what you were expecting, is that what school was promising from the start? Because if you're expecting more, and you get a result that doesn't, you know, what you were expecting, then you call it a scam. But if you were expecting something and then you, then education is not a scam. So let's talk about the expectation, shall we? Because we are going somewhere. The bone of contention is that people engage in schooling with certain expectations in mind, but end up being disappointed when they do not get their expectation. So the question is, what are our expectations for engaging in the schooling system? Why did you go to school in the first place? What were you expecting? To answer this question correctly, we need to dig into what schooling is or what it means and what is its purpose. Because when you understand the purpose of something, you will be able to, you know, put a peg on what to expect. If I understand that the purpose of this phone, for instance, is only to call, then I shouldn't expect it to be a video camera. I understand that is its purpose. But if I understand that the purpose of the phone is to call, is to serve as a video camera, is to serve as an internet connector or whatever it is, then I can expect more. So what is schooling all about and what should we expect from schooling? Simply defined, we can say school is an institution for education or learning. So schooling is the act of learning or getting education through an academic or formal institution. Now from this definition, we can see that the sole aim of schooling is to learn. Okay? So if the sole aim of schooling is to learn, can we say learning is calm? Okay, we're going somewhere. I hope you're following. All right. So, the schooling system is designed to create, note, an examination process that can certify participants whether they have attained the full expectation of learning. Because, right, you are going to school to learn, but you'll agree with me that not everybody that goes to school, you know, attains that knowledge. So if we say you went to school, and because you went to school, you are a professional at what you've gone to learn, well, that is questionable. Because how do we then know that you're actually, you know, qualified? And that is where the examination system comes to play, okay? So it means, therefore, that if you attend school and you graduate and the examination system proves you that you are qualified, it means, therefore, that the schooling system is properly structured and not just that you go to school and you come out. So that, first of all, dispels the idea that school is a fluke. However, the truth is that the system of this 21st century, especially in Africa and Nigeria, a lot of things have been bastardized. Even education has been, even examination has been watered down. But in the due process of things, education should test if you have really learned. All right? Okay. Now that we know the purpose of schooling is to learn, the next question is, why do we learn what we learn? Why should we attend schools to learn? And what is the relevance and importance of learning? Because when we understand learning itself, we can then tell ourselves, okay, do I need to learn? If education is all about learning, if schooling is all about learning, do I need to learn if education is scam or schooling is scam? So let's talk a bit about learning, shall we? I hope you are following me. I'm talking philosophically. All right. So now I'm going to take you through what I will call the reason for all of this in the first place. The reason why we began to go to school in the first place. You understand? The reason why the first man on earth did not go to school, but from his time down to our time, we had to develop a schooling structure. Why? Because if we didn't need it in the first place, we can just let go of it. So follow me in my philosophical hypothesis. Now, over the existence of humanity, knowledge has been the dynamo of progress, meaning that knowing what to do has always placed man ahead in terms of self-preservation. Now, as the world and man kept evolving, the scope of knowledge broadened, and man, as you know, was required to learn the things that man knew for survival. What I'm trying to say here is that for man to survive, he needed to know certain things. He needed to have certain skills. He needed to know that if I eat a lizard, the chances of me surviving after some days is limited. He needed to know that this is good for eating, this is not good. Because initially, man was all about survival. But then, the place of knowledge mandated that, so there are billions of things to learn, like billions of things to know, okay? So I can't basically know everything. And the more man progresses, new discoveries are made. So with the new discoveries that are made, there are new things to learn. And because there are new things to learn, and I just, you know, maybe I'm giving birth to in the world, and I start asking, Daddy, how is this, how is that, how is that? Before you know it, even Daddy cannot answer all of the questions. And then comes a need for there to be a compendium of this knowledge, putting together in books, you know, documented, a mode of which someone can come and say, okay, I want to know about this thing, and let me go to this source of knowledge and let me learn about it. Are we seeing why schools started in the first place? There wouldn't be any need for school if there's no need for knowledge. So the need for knowledge and attaining it was the predominant factor why people had to come to learn. Secondly, you know, the more the world evolved, certain skills began to, you know, now we are talking NFTs. And somebody is wondering, what is the meaning of NFTs? Pastor is still wondering. Okay, let me digress a little bit. I was talking to a brother. You know, when I say brother, a brethren, right? And I was telling him that because, okay, a little digression again. So for people like Pastor that are wondering what NFT is, NFT is more like the next world or universe. But that universe is not physical. It is digital. So you can exist in that digital space, like what they call the metaverse. So everything is quite sort of represented there. So digital artists create those things in that world, in that metaverse, right? So NFTs are they are like the objects that exist there. They are non-refundable tokens. That's the meaning of NFTs. That's just like a brief, you know. And I was explaining to that brethren, I said, because it's a world, and it's a world that a lot of people, now, okay, let me use another term that you should understand, that will help you understand NFTs better, is virtual reality. So virtual reality is another reality that is digital. And I know we all can relate to that, right? And so it is predicted that we are evolving into that space where we will do everything virtually. We would probably church virtually, which I'm not subscribing to, right? But then there's an evolution, and You know, people would buy and sell virtually. It's happening already. People will have fun virtually. They will engage virtually. I foresee that people will buy land virtually. People will get addicted to it. Because, for instance, now 50% of humans, they learn via video. Like, they learn better with video. A generation used to learn better with writings and reading. But now our generation, 50% already learns via video. And it will keep growing. So that means that we are more attracted to what we see. Do you understand? In a way, in all of this, the Bible is still, or the scripture is still being fulfilled. Okay? So, I was saying that a time will come when God will raise people in the fold, in the body of Christ, who will be experts in this technology. And they will not just be scientific experts, but they will rise like apostles and pastors. Pastor Shea, you may not be able to pastor in the NFT world. Amen. But definitely, there is still going to be a breed of Christians. Because you know why? Humanity is less depending on this physical world. And everybody is kind of in a way, and it's a movement, gradually migrating there. And God needs to save souls. So over there too, we will block them there. You know, we would preach the gospel over there too. Amen. Why did I even go to all of this? I said I wanted to digress. But I think I was talking about learning. I was talking about a compendium of knowledge. Why we started to learn. I wanted to say that even the knowledge of this virtual space, you may think that the people that do those things are just, what's the word now? They're just young creatives that really don't have time for books. My younger brother is an animator, right? And I know how much he spends to learn physics to become an animator. He has to calculate. You see this, the way an architect will, you know, calculate this building. He has to do all of those calculations to get perfect angle because he can create a city on a computer. So if you think that education is scam, no. Because he has to take textbooks and read. Because these are the basic elements of knowledge, mathematics. Do you understand? As I'm speaking to you, I have an elocutionist that is training me on speech, even though I'm a voiceover artist. Before I will say one English that is not correct. Everything is kind of like interwoven in the basic education system. So you in a way cannot run away from it. If you think that you want to go into Forex and all, you still need some sort of, because you are dealing with numbers. Right? So the need to learn makes education or schooling in quotes a necessity. So like I said, I have been pursuing knowledge for the past 4 years in my field. I've attended different training and courses, and now I'm even one that can train people. Even at that, we still need to read books. We still need to provide resources. Amen. All right. While I was writing this, I also mentioned the need for survival, because the basic need of man is to survive on earth. Right? So I said, what should we learn to survive? If the reason for learning is to survive, what then should we learn to survive? I said survival over the centuries have gone beyond feeding, clothing, and shelter. Other aspects of life like security, health, you know, war threats, national sovereignty, biological threats, climate threats, economic threats, and so on have given rise to the demand for knowledge. So for man to survive, he has to understand these things. He has to know these things. He needs knowledge in these fields. And more importantly, as the world became organized, you know, we needed to have, or more importantly, all of the things that we needed for survival gradually evolved to one thing, which is not correct spiritually, but then it is correct physically. All those we needed for survival evolved into one thing. And what is that? Money. Meaning that I may not know how to cook. Of course, a chef will go to school to learn that, or you may need informal education to do that. But if I have money, okay, money now becomes the basis for survival. You may not have all of the knowledge. Imagine there was no money to spend to exchange for other things. The need to learn will be at the uttermost, because you need to know what happens to you if you take, I don't know, you may take it, you don't know what it is made of. But if you have someone who has studied and learned in that field, service. But if you don't have money to exchange for services, you have to do everything yourself. So money now became like the premise for why we need to, you know, survive. Then the question now goes to, how do we get, if we know why we need money is to survive, following me, the first thing is, why did we need education or learning? We needed learning and schooling so that we can understand how to survive on earth. Why did we need to survive? Because of certain skills, right? But then over the years, all of those skills of survival, we could exchange them because of we had one currency, which is money. Then the question is, how do we get the money? So basically, there are two or three ways that men understood to get money. For those that are spiritual, okay, let's not even go into for those that are spiritual. So there were two ways, basically. And the first one is having what we call financial literacy. That's even understanding how money works itself. So some people, you don't necessarily see them into one particular thing, but they control many things. Somebody would say, Dangote probably doesn't know how to make cement, or is possibly not passionate about cement, but he controls how that industry works, right? The difference between Dangote and the professor that understands cement so well is Dangote has financial literacy. Okay? So he has knowledge. Understanding how money works. That is a form of knowledge. Somebody now comes to meet you and says, school is a scam. You don't need to go to school. I can teach you how to make six figures, eight figures. Then you should ask, learn it. Because if it is knowledge, then you have to be schooled. All right? And all of this is pointing to the fact that you cannot escape schooling, no education. The difference is just that you have one that is formal right now. And I'll also show you how this formal education will not end up being a scam. The other way that you should also, or you can also get knowledge, is to study passionately about what you love to do until it gets to a point where you have learned so much, you have so much value that people pay you. Okay? Did you get what I said? You have studied so much about something you're passionate about. Maybe your passion is not the money part, like the way Dangote is. But you're just probably passionate about music. You're probably passionate about something else. You're probably passionate about sports. Cristiano Ronaldo is passionate about football. Right? So it improves himself, develops himself to a height that is so valuable that people will pay any amount to see him excel at what he does. That's another way of making money. It's either you learn the financial literacy, learn the skill of making money multiply or use money, you understand? Like the forex that you hear and all of those things, crypto and all of that, those things are just financial literacy, right? Learning about money. Or you learn about something else you're passionate about. Now, the beautiful thing is that don't let anyone make you feel that field that you are learning of is less. Don't let them ridicule it. All of you are learning. With that person that sits on YouTube day and night, that is watching some cartoons and studying animation, and it looks like fun, right? It looks like fun because that's what he's passionate about. You, like Pastor Danso, that is passionate about book, you can read 247. Do what you're doing. Don't let anybody make you feel cheated. Because you are going for your master's, because you are going for your PhD, doesn't mean that you are inferior to someone who is learning about money. But here is where we are going to, okay? I was talking about making money, and I talked about how we can make money. And there's a question I put here is wealth all about what we do or what we know? So this question is where I would, you know, end this talk. Because we have identified now, from the beginning to now, that money is important for survival. Is wealth or money making about what we do or what we know? Let me talk about what we do. What I do is I'm a voiceover artist. So I have learned, I've attended at least 3 or 4 different academies to understand, to use my voice very well. And that has made me a professional at what I do. That is what I do. A carpenter knows what he does. An academician knows what he does. Well, that is also intertwined in knowledge. But then there's another question of what we know. Now, what I mean by what we know is, there are some basic questions in journalism that determines if you are doing a right work. And that is the what, the who, the where, the when, and the how. Beyond what you do, these questions are very important. What, who, where, when, how. Now, synthesize this with what I was saying the other time. Because I'm a voiceover artist and I know what I do, there are still other questions of what else should I do? How should I do what I do? Who should I do it for? Or who should I know to do what I do? Where should I do what I do? Okay? And when should I do what I do? Now, these questions are like the questions that they don't necessarily teach you in school. It is beyond what your lecturer tells you. These questions are questions that require wisdom. Okay? Here is where I'm going to. The necessity to be educated or to learn is constant. Because with the person that looks like he's a vulcanizer, he learned. Right? It was cool, not just that he was formal. With the person who is a professor, he learned. He was schooled as well. With the person who is a billionaire, like Mark Zuckerberg, he learned. He was schooled. It's just that the system of schooling is different. But what we are all looking for is not necessarily because we are learning. It's because we want to be wealthy to be able to survive. Now, here is the scam of it all when you say education is scam. Education is scam when you have acquired that knowledge, but you found out that it wasn't sufficient for you to be successful or wealthy. I don't know if you understand. So if Cristiano Ronaldo acquired the skills of football, but yet it wasn't discovered or he didn't play in the right place to be found at the right time, he probably would not be successful. There are many talents out there. So you can say education is a scam. Why? Because you've learned, but there are certain questions yet unanswered, which is the when, the where, the how, the who, the what. And these questions are beyond education. The Bible says, if in this world, if in all of these things we have hope, we are of all men most miserable. That is to tell you that this scam here is not because of education. This scam here is because of a superior knowledge that you should depend on God to provide. Well, to balance this, because you will say some people don't know God, but they are successful. There are 3 ways, actually, that you can be successful, that you can have answers to this question. One is via God, right? Abraham knew God, and he was extremely wealthy and all of that. The other one is via the devil. Devil also gives wealth, right? Because all of the, the treasures of this world has been handed over to him. And the third one is via philosophy, via logic, via principles. You read some books and you become wise, but that's on the earth realm. And the danger of that is that it may not last because it's not under God, you know, so it doesn't have that eternal security. Praise God. My time is up. So with all of this, the conclusion there is education scam? It depends on if you only learned or if you were only schooled without a superior wisdom that will help you become successful or relevant or wealthy. Because it's people that are successful and relevant or wealthy that people will associate with. Praise God. So I hope with these few points of mine, I've been able to convince and not to confuse you that education is not a scam. Hallelujah.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Please, let's keep those ends jamming. Thank you so much.